Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara? How are you on this Friday the 13th?
Oh, yes, I am here. Well, I didn't even know it was until
and
the
hello,
Dale.
Dan, hello, Richard.
Psychic yes. Dale Steer, of course, told me. Hi, Richard. Aloha, you guys.
Aloha.
Friday the 13th. Aloha, Friday the 13th is here yeah. today. Thank God you told me, because I didn't want to miss out on, you know, being a little more aware.
Well,
yeah.
You're lucky you did. I've had my whole life I've had bad Friday the 13th, but this one and last year was really, it was pretty good. You want to hear about mm-hmm. mine?
Yeah, I would love
sure.
to.
No,
okay.
I'll tell you about mine.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, first off, mine's a little bit long, but I had my boat in the water up at the lake last Sunday and had a great time. Getting out of the water was a feat. There was a boat ahead of us that took about an hour. For some reason, it was too big. But anyway, he got out. Then we got out. And then my tilt, you know, the back of the boat, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Engine lift.
Barbara. Yeah.
Oh, I
Barbara.
Was covering the bird, so I had it on mute. But I'm following. The back of the boat, yes.
Okay, the tilt. It would go up maybe 2 inches, enough to get us out of the water. So we got out of the water, but we had it go so slow because it was broke. I mean, you know, we were freaking out. And my husband was driving, and there was a guy in back of us screaming and honking. And then he got out of the car, and he started yelling at me, and I'm going, hey, you know, I'm not driving, but hey, you know, the back of our boat is broke. Well, what happened was we kind of nipped a Ford truck the bumper, and then he saw that, so he freaked out and he's going, you better pay for that. And he was just like, I swear I thought the guy had a gun, you know, it was scary. So
that is so scary.
Anyway, I reported it to the Keys and I called my insurance and I found out I have $1,000 deductible. And I'm going,
Oh, no, that's
huh?
bad. That's
yeah, that's
actually,
bad.
That's not so good. Like, okay, bad, yeah.
Bad,
oh, no.
bad, bad.
Okay. Oh.
So anyway, the people, Allstate called today, and I got to say I love them very much, but they called today and they asked me what happened, and I told them about the guy. He was so close that my husband couldn't even turn the car. And that's why I clipped the boat. So anyway, they're not charging me $1,000 at all. And they're paying for it. Allstate's paying for it. And they said, did I damage my car? I said, no. So, you know, because I didn't damage my car, I guess I didn't have to pay the $1,000.
Oh,
so that was
great.
One thing. Yeah, that was one thing. And then the other thing that happened to me, which was kind of good too, is the heater broke in my car, and I took it in, and they showed almost a $500 credit, which I don't even know where that came from, but that paid for, you know, fixing the heater, $500 exactly. So I figured that was pretty good.
Well, these things have been happening to you lately, all these good
fortunes.
Yeah.
Sort of. Mm-hmm. And then the mechanic to fix my boat only charged me $185 because he did an hour's work and it was just a wire that was loose. So he fixed the wire.
Why do you think this is happening. It's so obvious.
Right?
It's happening a lot lately. Yeah. Good karma.
Oh, it's happened to me my whole life. I mean, this is just normal for me.
That's great.
Kind of normal. But, you know, I was worried about Friday the 13th, so I just stayed in the house and I stayed home and I go, okay, I'm not going anywhere till I hear from somebody. And that was, you know, I heard from both those people, so I'm fine. Richard, what happened with you?
Oh, I just got through with the occupational therapist.
What is that? What is an occupation?
Well, let me tell you now, hang on. They come in and check you and your place where you're living. And they ask you all kinds of questions. You know, they do this, they do that, blah, 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 blah. She looked all over the place. And, okay. And when they come in, what I've been doing with each one of them, I've gone through three or four, and you can tell Blythe this. Each one, I give them an escape. Plus, I give them a painting. I got this stack of paintings. Okay. Well, unbeknownst to me, Melody is in her office room next to mine here. And as soon as I got left, she came charging in here. She said, well, I was waiting for her to be a real asshole because I worked with her at the university.
Oh.
But I didn't let her know she was here. And so there was no connection made there.
I don't understand, you know, Richard. You lost
me. Well, I lose you all the time. But anyway, I passed. If I had not passed, if she had seen something she didn't like in here, she could have said, you're going to a rest home. Well, then I would have been between a rock and a hard place because obviously they wouldn't pay for it. And
well, what kind of rest are they looking for? Richard, what are they looking for? Say,
anything
if something was
not
wrong,
right.
What would it be? Like
I could fall over something. Can I get in the bathtub? Can I get a shower? Have I fallen? Do I get meals? Everything. Checking in visually the room. Well, my room is a fantastic room. I mean, it's got everything. And, oh, I see you have a potty. Oh, I see you have that. And as Melody told me, she could have turned around and said, you're going to a restaurant. Boom. Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
Boom.
Good.
Like
do you have handicap rails in the bath area?
Yes, yes, yes. I have everything there. Everything. That's
just
fantastic.
Like we had at my house. You had the same thing in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. We had all those things where those ramps where he can go up and down. We had
and a
everything. Everything he said. Yeah, we
like
had
walker.
Five walkers.
Oh, just all
no,
in the
ramp.
Convenient spots.
Well, I got ramps here. And
well, we had everything. We had the same thing.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, I'm glad you.
That.
Good. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
They would. You
anyway.
Mean they would actually? They would actually say you're going to a home?
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Well then, Josh,
can I tell
you
my
know,
story?
Yeah, tell your story.
It's added. It's added on to.
I mean,
it's added to yours, Richard. Let me
okay,
just add
go.
Mine. Okay, thank you. My grandma, she lived to be 93, and on her 90th birthday, everybody went, and we had a wonderful celebration at her rest home. It is a wonderful place. It's, you know, you can find the greatest, you know, it's not like a bad thing anymore. Like, it's a one, they want to go. And actually, the
well, you know what?
Lived right across
the street. It depends. Barbara, it depends on how much you pay. If you pay $5,000 to $10,000.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But if you pay
really?
$5,000 to $10,000
mm-hmm.
a month, then you may get something halfway good. When I had to go because of what I went through, it charged me they charged Medicare $10,000 a month.
Wow. But it is
so
a lot of
care. So it depends on, it was okay.
It's a lot of
but,
care. Okay, well, it was like they had their own apartments and they could go do the activities with the others, but
yes.
It was more like that type where she had her own key to her own
apartment.
Yeah,
that's good.
And then visitors could, they had a room for me with no charge and a room for my brother. We flew in at this nice facility, wonderful home place. And all of the people came to her birthday and I did her makeup and she just felt so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she was happy I did her makeup and I did it with foundation by Chanel and I gave it to her. And they gave her a really nice soft blanket because I know you guys in your 90s love to take naps. So it was just a wonderful thing. And so I just wanted to say, good, if you want to stay put, fine, Richard. But
yeah.
I don't think it's something that people should be afraid of. But, you know, usually older people do
mm-hmm.
have a big stash put away anyway. What else are they going to spend their money on at this point?
Well,
put them in a luxurious
true.
Home and have, like,
that's
be waited
true,
on like
but,
a king. Yeah.
Well, you know, Richard gets that now. He doesn't need that, you know.
And, be waited
you know,
on like a king, though?
Yes.
Okay.
He's waited on very well. So he
okay, good.
I mean,
oh,
his
yeah.
son.
Well, usually
his
sons don't wait like that. But, you know.
His son does
I'm
the same thing I do.
Personal. I'm not saying it's personal.
Mm.
Do what you want. But, hey, I will love to be in one. I would love to be in one, like my last year
not me.
Or two.
I went to one. It was fine, you know, and I could leave when I wanted to leave and go out and visit my dog and do whatever. You know,
well,
it
God,
was fine, you know. For 2 weeks, it was
you
fine,
leave.
You know. And I made some nice friends and but after a while, you know, I just couldn't wait to get better and get out. So that was that.
Oh, well,
but anyway,
that's an old folks home. Were you in an old folks home?
No.
I'm talking about old folks home. Okay. No, I'm saying like, you know, in your last years but not a bad one. Well, actually my other
grandma's, you know what?
Wasn't that fancy. I wouldn't want to be at that one, actually. No, you're right.
But I don't think I'd want to die in a place like that.
I don't know. Depends on what my home looks like. Just kidding.
Well,
you
let's have a different subject. Do we have any callers,
yes.
Donnie?
Donnie,
yes,
are
do.
You there, Donnie?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great.
We sure do.
Okay.
Okay, this person's name is, and I hope I pronounced it correctly, is Sheil. You are live on the air with Psychic Coach.
Sheil.
It's Ashiel, actually. Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Go ahead with your question.
My question is, do you see new love coming my way? I'm single right now. And,
okay, wait. Where are you from?
I'm in New York City right now, but originally from Africa. But I live in New York City right now.
Okay, and what's your name?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel.
Ashiel.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
You've had quite a few women, huh?
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
A lot. And you don't worry about women because you tend to get them whenever you want them. You know, you were pretty good looking.
Yeah.
You go, yeah. I don't see you having a problem. I don't see you having a problem getting a woman, but I don't see the word marriage, but I do see you having a ball. I do see you having good times.
Okay. There's someone I'm kind of interested in, that, you know, it, with the initial JP. Can you pick up anything on that?
Okay. I do see you getting involved with that person. Yeah. Where do they live?
New York City. They just moved to New York City this year from Georgia. So we live like pretty much five blocks away from each other. We just saw each other, you know, at the gym.
I see her liking you very much, and I see you going out a lot and going places and doing things, and I see it being very, very good. So just keep it up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay? Thank
Anybody
you.
Else?
You have a good day.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
Thank you,
aloha. That's sweet.
Okay, do I go
Hello,
to the next
Johnny.
Person? Okay.
I think that's what
Johnny
wants.
Yeah, all right.
Now he
the
knows,
next
he knows.
Is Valerie, you are live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Hi,
Hi
there.
Valerie.
How
Where
are you?
Fine, where are you from?
I'm from New York State.
God, and I'm from Jersey originally. But we get so many New Yorkers. It's unreal.
Do you?
You know?
What part of New Jersey?
Oh, I was born in Newark.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. Been there. It's been a while, but I have
home
been
the
there.
Home of the Sopranos.
Huh. Oh, what did you just say? The Sopranos?
Home of the Sopranos.
Of the Sopranos. Yeah, I loved that show. Absolutely loved it. I'm so sad
I lived it. I lived it. I don't have to say I never watched it, but I lived it when I was a kid.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. But I love Jersey, and all my relatives are there. I must have 100 or 200 relatives, and I don't even know them, you know. I'm living out west right now, Tahoe area, and so I just, it's rough. Yeah.
I've been there, too. It's been a long, long time, but.
Well, it's changed. Anyway, how can I help you, sweetie?
Okay. I'm looking for a job, and I had applied to a bunch of positions. A couple of them I passed up. One job I interviewed for, the interview went so well. I believe if they could have just interviewed me over the phone and said, okay, it's yours, that's how good it went. And I was told we're interviewing a lot of people right now for a bunch of the same type of positions. So it wasn't just like one, you know, they had it. If you don't hear from us within a week and a half, call us back, you know. And usually they don't tell you to call them back. I'm like, all right, this is an ace in the hole for me. So I reached out to someone a couple times, and she finally got back to me with an answer, and it was a no-go answer. I'm like, you know, so I said, thank you. I said, can I ask why? Or, you know, I'm a little confused, blah, blah, blah. So she must have sent it up to her manager, someone higher up. And the higher up got right back to me, and, you know, I said, the interview went well, this is my wheelhouse, I plan to stay with you guys, you know, until I retire, you know, and this is just an area I provide world-class service in. And you could hear she was typing notes, and she said she would talk to the people who interviewed me and get back to me. Now, you know, I reached out to her today, and I said, hey, you know, just basically just checking. And she said, I haven't heard back from you yet. And she got right back to me, so I know she's not blowing me off. You know, she said, I haven't heard back from them yet.
Well, can I say something?
Yes.
Instead of you telling me the whole thing?
I'm sorry. Okay. I just wonder what happened.
No, it's okay. No, what happened is I don't think it's over yet. And I mean that for the long haul. What type of work is it, sweetie?
It's with the state. It's with the state agency.
Are you lucky? Okay. A lot of times they already have people in mind. and they don't want, they have to interview people anyway. So I feel that's what happened, that they already had someone in mind that they were going
but
to hire.
It's a ton of positions they have. It's not just for one.
I understand that. Well, that's what they say to you, but that may not be the case. Anyway, when I said you still have a chance, you do. And what you got to do is keep calling and keep applying. No matter what you do, eventually you will get with this company. It may not be tomorrow, may not be the next day, but you are going to get with them.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand? In other words, do what you... What?
Oh, I was going to say, do you have an idea of when this will maybe come through?
It can be 1 day to 3 months, no longer than that. But you will get a position with this company. Even
with the
tell
state,
them,
New York State.
Right. Even tell them, hey, you're willing to start at the bottom even though you have all this experience, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, they will, if you bug them enough, they will definitely hire you, and that's the best I can tell you.
Bug them enough. I like that. That's kind of my nature.
yeah, I know.
Okay.
You have a great personality. You can do anything. I don't know why you want to work for the state, but I know
well,
it gives you a lot of perks.
Well, it's a type of position.
It gives you a lot of perks.
Yes, it does. But it's not so much the perks. It's the actual position itself. I like, you're going to laugh at this, I like customer service and call center work. That is, nobody likes call
nothing
center
wrong
work.
With that.
I love it. And
I've done that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I've done that.
What
done
did
it?
You think of it?
It's interesting. I mean, you know, you talk to people and you help them out with a lot of different stuff. You know, and then it's you get to talk to a lot of people. So it's interesting. I did it for Walmart.
Oh, that's
cool.
Okay.
That's cool. But hang in there. You're going to be all right. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And am I able to ask one last quick question or no?
Well, no, because I
have
to
pick
other
know.
People.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Unless you know, want to do a full-on reading, then you would call me. And, Barbara, you want to give out the number?
Yes.
Barbara?
Please call Psychic Dale Shear after the show and all throughout the week.
808-372-8182.
1816. Am I hearing like a feedback? 808.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
372-1816.
1816. Okay. Got
we
it.
Will repeat it again. We'll repeat it.
And then
my website,
which would be very important to you to look up, would be Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R. S.
Yeah.
Dale Shear. Wait, don't repeat what I'm saying. Dale. D-A-Y-L-E. Shears. SCHEARS.com.
Okay, got it. Dale Shears.
Okay.
Okay,
.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Barbara.
Yes. Hi.
I wanted to get to you. I wanted to ask, Richard had a good Friday the 13th, and,
I did.
You know, mine came out good. And Barbara, since you didn't know it existed, you had a good one. Johnny, did
but
you have a good Friday
good.
The 13th?
Yeah. I mean, it was on Friday, you know, I tend to be very busy, so I think, I was worried that I wasn't going to get, like, you know, people say that we're going to call in, and I did have a lot of people say that they were going to call in, so, you know, Friday's a big prepared day for me. It was usual, you know, I mean, it was a normal day, so.
Oh, good. And then, Barbara, what I wanted to say is this. I'm picking up you're going to be doing traveling real soon. You're going to be asked either to go back to Vegas or somewhere else. And there's something going on there. There's also you're going to be talking with your sixth sister in Mexico. And there's going to be money to be made off of a shoot. So this is upcoming in the next few weeks for you.
And
it's
that's
very
all
positive.
Mixed together. That's cool. The sister in Mexico you're having a feeling about. And I haven't talked to her for a while, which probably is upsetting
to
her.
You need to. Yeah, you
okay.
need to.
Thank you.
How's your car doing? Are you okay with your car?
That is fine. But I just wanted to say my good fortune, it was an idea that I had, okay? And I made it happen, you guys. You know the drum set?
Yeah.
I had to put it back and I got the new one. Okay. I just made a stage.
Oh, yeah.
I made a stage. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you know what it is? It's the coffee table that it's nobody ever knew what to do with it. I mean, it's apparently really expensive from the ex-husband. And I, you know what it's worth. So I don't want to get rid of it. But I turned it into my stage. It's so sturdy. Everybody always steps their toes on it, and now they won't. And then I had to find for where I sit, you know, like that needed a box or something. And I found just the perfect thing, a bin, a container. I flipped it over. It's exactly 12 inches like the coffee table. And then I put a beautiful like white carpet over it, furry. And that's where my throne is. That's what you call a drummer's set, a drummer's chair, a throne. It's
oh, I'd like to see a picture of this.
Oh, you
I'd
will.
Like you to
you will.
Send me a picture. That would be good.
I will.
And then, so did you get your drum set together?
It is almost completed. The whole frame and a lot of the drums are on it. I just have to do some more cymbals and do the pedal, you know, the bass. But that was a lot of work. And then it's an electric, so then I have to put the wires on it. But my instructor said that's the easy part. See, he already did it once for me, and he's been on the show, actually. We interviewed him. Very great musician. He did it for a favor for me. He usually charges $300. It takes about 4 good hours to do. Well, you know, he didn't want to do it again for free, and I don't want to pay, so... But I was so confident about it. It was just something that I was, like, dreading, you know, starting too late when you're too tired and then getting frustrated. So I just did it all yesterday, all last night, and then some today. And, of course, working on the computer just worked. You know, I had to work, too. But it is bringing me so much joy, Dale and Richard and Johnny, because it's what I love right now that is making me happy. Because don't I deserve it? I know that I am basically the servant to my child, really, you know, and that's fine. I love to be a mother, but I still am an individual
deserve
that deserves to. And I feel like so many people have not supported it, actually, scoffed at it. Many have scoffed at it, not supported
it. Not me.
Oh, there's no room for that.
After I saw what you did on Facebook, oh, my God, I was blown away about how awesome you were at playing the drums.
Oh,
I wish I were...
a few months of doing it. It's been longer
and I'm
now.
Sure you've gotten a lot better. I started a new project. I started something new, finally.
You did?
Yes,
what?
I started writing my book, and it's called, now I got to think of the name of it. Oh, God. I'll think of it in a moment. Anyway, it's about, let's go on to the next subject. I'll figure it out in a moment, or I'll go look at my computer.
I kind of remember, though. Can I Can I say what I think? Okay.
Yes.
What is Living with a Psychic?
Yeah, but I renamed it. I renamed it. You know, I have to go look it up. Doggone it.
Probably. Very
I can't
clever,
remember it.
Though.
It's similar.
You know,
but it's not living. Yeah. It's not living with a psychic. It's like. I'll look it up. Give me a minute.
Okay.
You guys talk for a moment. Let me just look it up on
something
my computer.
Something like, you
okay?
know, road less traveled, you know, something probably very clever.
No,
I'm sure, right,
No, he wouldn't know either. This is, let me go look it up. You guys talk for a moment.
Okay.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And just for the listeners' sake, we all heard about Dale's new book idea, and that is to write about, well, what is it like to live with a psychic, you know? And so I'm like, well, Richard's here. He could probably help with that book, at least a chapter, you know, a chapter or two.
Well, Richard, I hate when you laugh and say, and
one word. One word. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
That doesn't mean much.
No, that could mean a lot of different things, Richard. Think of another.
I know.
I'll give you three words, okay?
Okay. Interesting without yelling. How's that?
What?
Too
are
many
you
words
saying?
For one thing.
Interesting without yelling.
Oh, that is
that makes
words.
No sense. Yeah, but it makes no sense, Richard.
It does.
No.
From my viewpoint, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Richard is hard of hearing, so he thinks I'm always yelling. You know, the only reason I yell, and I don't do that anymore, but the only reason I yell, here it is. Many days in the life of a psychic.
Many days in the life of a psychic. Oh, well, that will cover a lot of ground.
No,
yeah, not really about the other people living with you. I thought that you would go maybe interview some of these people.
This is many days in the life of a psychic, what it's like to be a psychic.
Well, everybody
it's like,
wants
what
to
is this? Yeah, what is a psychic? Why are we different? The difference between a gypsy, a witch, a tarot card reader, and a psychic. Some say it's semantics, but really there are many differences. Keep in mind there is good and bad readers in every field. There are many readers that are unethical and others that are very good. I mean, that's as far as I got right now. But, you know, I was going to put a day in the life of a psychic. And my husband said to me, no, it's not a day. It's many days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
I mean, Richard could tell you, I did readings on him. Everything I've told him has happened or come true. He's pretty psychic himself. He doesn't want to admit it, but he is. And, you know, it's like when I first met him, I didn't know if I should tell him I was psychic or not because he was in the from the military.
Right.
So I didn't think he'd even believe it. So until I took him down to some of my shows and stuff like that in Hawaii, and then he started to understand. And then being a photographer, he was able to capture a lot of my ESP and stuff I do in photography. Right, Richard?
Yes. Yes, and yes. Yes.
Oh,
he's a man
of
I
thought
man of few words.
Interesting without yelling. I thought that meant from his point of view as being psychic with abilities, you could actually speak with him without even talking. That's literally what I got from his title.
I would yell a lot because he wouldn't hear me. Because he has very poor hearing.
It is frustrating.
And it's very
frustrating when people don't hear you. Like my daughter though, can't hear when she's on her phone, when she's looking at her phone, doing something on her phone, she literally cannot hear. So then all of a sudden we're talking so loud. Why are you yelling? It's not yelling out of anger. It's yelling out of why aren't you listening? Yelling, you know,
right.
I get it.
Yeah.
So frustrating. So, you know, after a while you just don't talk. And you know what? That's not very fun. So let's just try to always listen and tune our hearing aids up. Because I think that maybe my stepdad actually turns his down when I'm around. And it hurts my feelings. True.
Oh, that's funny. No, Richard, I've tried all kind of ear things, but, you know, sometimes he hears, sometimes he doesn't. He hears better with these ear things in his ear, whatever they are, from the iPhone. But I did want to tell you guys something real quick. Should I go on to the next person, then I'll tell him? Johnny?
Well, Johnny, are we waiting?
Yes, we do have callers waiting. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do a call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Fear.
Hi. My one question is, I've been kind of wrangling with...
No, Chris, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Alice, Texas.
Okay, and I don't know where that... Okay, go ahead.
You probably don't know where it's at. It's a little hole in the wall. But
the Texas, I believe, Texas Rangers, your baseball team is about to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one. And the Astros.
Yeah, they're about to go up there. I'm betting on Phillies, but Texas is good. They're awesome.
You probably wouldn't want to say that around here.
I know that because I'm from Becky, so I have to bet on... I watched the Phillies win yesterday. And I was so excited, but I'm going, I don't know. Texas is darn good because I had bought the whole MLB package, you know, so I've been watching all the games. Anyway, how can I help you?
Actually, I worked for a large corporation for 20 years, and I've been trying to get my full retirement lump sum for over a year. I actually have a pro bono lawyer. I was wondering if that's ever going to happen or I should just give up.
Well, I believe if you get not a pro bono, but a regular lawyer, you'll be able to get all of your money. But it's going to take a long time, sweetie, so it's up to you if you want to give up or not.
Oh, okay.
You know, what do they owe you? How much?
A little under $500,000.
Well, I would just get a regular attorney and go for it.
Well, these people are actually attorneys, but they work for
not good.
Yeah, they work for... a pension project where they don't charge.
I see what you're saying. I don't feel that this, you know, they may be good, but not good enough. Why are they withholding the money from you? Because they don't have it or they don't want to pay?
They say that I can only get it in an annuity, which is $167 a month.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the lawyer has asked for paperwork, and they're not – actually, the corporation is Exxon, and they wouldn't – they haven't been giving her the paperwork. She's asked five times. If, you know, why you're doing that, you have to have all this documentation, and they haven't been giving it to her. So her next thing is to take it to – higher court.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you do that, you will win. It's just going to take a matter of time.
Right. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, Johnny, you want to go for another one?
Yes. This next one is Samora. You are live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
Hi, Samora. Where are you from?
Hi. I'm from Minnesota. Here you go.
You're from where?
Minnesota. Sorry.
Okay. Was that your baby?
Yeah, it's my toddler. Okay.
Minnesota. And well,
okay,
well, I can't concentrate with the baby.
Sorry, I'll mute it once I'm done talking. My question is about my job and if I will find a new one soon because it's kind of a toxic workplace.
Mm-hmm. And what's the question?
If I look for one, will I find one that's more my vibe and less discrimination, I guess?
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind. There's so many jobs out there, it's ridiculous. Totally, totally, totally ridiculous. It's all good. It's all very positive. And, you know, just look, and you will get something else. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Hello. Okay.
Okay.
I will keep looking.
Mommy. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Barbara. Now I was going to tell you something, right?
Yes. What
was
it?
Oh, now I forgot.
Oh, no.
I forgot.
You guys, are you there? Were you listening? What were we going to talk about? I bet Johnny and Richard couldn't even tell us.
No.
Hello, you guys.
And Richard, I wish you quit saying that I'm always yelling at you. There was good reason for it.
I know.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear.
Richard.
Hi.
Gosh.
Aloha.
You made her out. I mean, we were talking about a fabulous new book idea, and then the kind of like did put a little damper on that.
Yeah. I don't hear the keys splishing.
You don't hear what?
I don't hear the keys clicking on the computer.
Well, it's hard to do that when I'm on a on the radio show. It's hard to do that. But do you guys like the title? Well, I had a day in the life of a psychic, but that doesn't ring true. But many days in the life of a psychic is a lot of days. And it's a lot of people I've met along the way. It's a lot of, it's trying basically to explain the life of a psychic. What it's, maybe I should just call it that. But I may change the title. The life of, a psychic.
Why don't you call it the world of a psychic?
Why the world?
Because this way you can talk about a broad range of things instead of just one day.
No, it's not one day. It's many days.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't be just one day if you said the world. It would be...
You're not hearing me. I'm not saying one day. I'm saying many.
I am hearing you. I'm saying that if you say the world, then it wouldn't be just one day.
Well, I have a hard time with that because I haven't explored the whole world. But the life of a psychic might work better.
Okay.
One of those. I'll play around with the title, but I am writing it. And my whole purpose of this is to present it so people are not scared, so that they know that there are many good readers out there. That, you know, the difference between, like, say, a gypsy and a witch and all that, that there's differences between all these people. And, you know, before you go to a psychic, good to find out who fits you. I mean, there are a zillion kinds. When I went to Hawaii, give you an idea, when I first landed in Hawaii in the 80s, I was there before that, but when I landed there and I got a radio show, it was crazy. The response to my show was blown away. That's how I met my husband. He was listening to the show. But what I had done was my teacher taught me how to do readings without asking a question. Now, I could do that all day long. But when I am on the radio, I want to get as many people in as I can, so I don't do it that way. But I was just doing readings, you know, just telling what I saw. And people were blown away, and they would pull over the car and da-da-da. Anyway, so, Johnny, you're saying we got more people.
Well, you mean people. Are you okay with that, Barbara?
Sure.
Okay, great. Okay.
I think it's going really well tonight with Dale, as usual. And I'm very interested. As many
the
as
next
you can do, Dale.
Is Khalil, and you're live on the air with Psyche Dale Share.
Hello.
What an interesting name. Hi, Khalil.
Hi. How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Salisbury, Virginia.
Okay, you got to talk into the phone. Do you have us on speaker?
No, I don't. I'm from Salisbury, Virginia.
Okay.
Salisbury, Virginia.
All right, and what would you like to know, Cleo?
I don't know if I've asked you this before, but I met this person. They were at the coffee shop, and they were a criminal. They did some stuff like they helped out war-torn countries, like with crimes and stuff like that, to help, like, get justice for people. And basically, they were with the United Nations. And basically, they dressed like in regular civilian clothes, not the suits and ties or suits and slacks. And
But what's a question?
She told me that she was not a police officer, but she was a criminal investigator, and she didn't she didn't carry a handcuff or a gun. But then I was looking up something about the international investigators, and said that
What is your question? You're not answering me. What?
I'm trying to. Is she a police, international police officer?
Okay. Sweetheart, the only way I'm going to know that is if I have a picture of her or a photograph of her. I can't just tell through your mind if that's what she was, so I can't give you an answer on that. If you call me, say, for a reading and you have a picture of her, then I would know that. So I don't know. Okay? Sorry.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Okay, Johnny, you want to go on to the next one?
We don't have anybody yet, but then again, you know.
Okay, well, then why don't you give out your phone number?
I'll give out the number. It's 516-531-9874. Okay, and I'm.
Yeah, we always seem to stop at 5 or 6, and then that bugs me. Yeah. But anyway, I get on a roll, and then I can't get on the roll, but maybe some more people will call.
I'm sure they will.
Barbara?
Yes, I don't know really. I couldn't follow the last caller very well either, but you know, I was a little distracted.
Him, but
yeah, I was distracted. I don't know what that deal was. Why was he seemed disappointed? What was going on?
He didn't know if the girl he met was an international person, or you know, was she a spy or what kind of person she was. And I can't tell unless I have a photograph, you know, to tell you about that.
Oh, that's another interesting thing I just thought of. is it right. maybe more hard for you to even feel it or read somebody if they're really trying to be deceptive?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
oh,
good.
No. When someone's trying to be deceptive, I'm going to know right away. I've nailed that 100 million times. You know, if they lie or they're deceptive or they're not nice people, I'm going to know that right away.
No
but,
matter how
is,
well they're trained.
That's correct.
That's
I've
good.
Had people come to my house for a reading in Hawaii, and they said, you know, I said, oh, you're part of the CIA. What are you doing here?
Cool.
And they came in a Volkswagen, and, you know, and they go, how did you know? I said, I just am trained to know those things. I was yeah. trained by a parapsychologist, and I was trained in connection with the CIA. I worked with the CIA in North Carolina when I was first starting out. Through my teacher, because he was brought. My teacher was a world famous psychic, Peter Hurkos, and his teacher brought Uri Geller over to this country, who was from Israel, and he brought him over, and they were all connected with the CIA, and they were trying to. They had a team of psychics that worked for the government to see, you know, who was what was who. So
well,
I worked with that, you know, and so I learned, I know when people are lying. I know when they're not telling the truth.
But
you
don't
know,
always tell people everything, like if they're going
huh?
to, well, if they're going to die. Or,
I don't tell people that.
But if they're going to get in an accident, do you warn them, even if they're a stranger?
Yes.
And
yes.
what, okay. That's interesting. What do they say? Are they happy
well,
about
I
it?
Well, I just be kid. No, I just say it's really, you got to be very careful of your driving. Maybe it's your left front tire or your axle or something, you know, and, you know, this could cause you to be in a accident. So it's all in how you say it, okay?
Okay. And you're such a people person, so everything usually works for you. And you have great karma, obviously, your whole life, because look at all these great things. People can go back and listen to all of Psychic Del Shear's stories. Just, you know, follow us. Don't forget to follow Blog Talk Radio. You'll get all the alerts, and it will remind you, hey, listen to the show. We're going on. So it's good
and
to
Richard,
be a member.
Richard is my sidekick. I draw energy from him. I draw energy. And it is. And I draw energy, and then I can help other people because he's psychic. He's intuitive. I'll use that word, himself. And he knows things himself. And then I draw that energy from him as well. And sometimes I may pull it from you.
I know. And I feel very flattered, too, that you hold me so dear. We just kind of had a kinetic energy right from the beginning, right? And we clicked.
Oh, yeah.
We totally clicked.
Yes. We have a lot in common, that's why. And to me, you're one of the sweetest human beings that there is, and I tell that to everybody. And I have so much fun when I talk with you. And you're very versatile, and you do a lot of things, and it's fun. It's really fun. I enjoy it, you know.
I enjoy your friendship,
I'm getting back into doing, you know, more things. And, you know, after my radiation on my knees, I'm walking better. Today it's kind of a little rough. It's a little cloudy, but, you know, the weather affects it. But I'm getting better. I'll get full recovery. I know that. Richard told me I'd get full recovery. Right, Richard?
Right. Correct. It'll work.
And, you know, usually everything he everything he tells me is true. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Like when I first met him, you know, I was drawn to this little man sitting in the corner, feeding birds and doing paintings, and he was all by himself. And I felt kind of like, not sorry for him, but I wanted to get to know him. And I figured, I'm really not so much a people person. I'm very withdrawn, and I'm very into just being around nobody. You know,
you're a straight shooter.
People.
That's what I mean.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What it is, I don't know if you're like this, but I know that if I have more than three people in a room, I get very confused. I mean, you know,
yes.
one or two is fine, but when we get to three, it's really hard.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just basically surviving at that time, really. It's true. I am a one-on-one, more like maybe two. That I like one-on-one. I've always been that way.
Yeah, one-on-one.
I'm not a group person. I agree.
Me too. Mm.
So
I
much
like
going
one,
on,
I don't
electricity.
Know. Yeah, I'm one-on-one, and I like to focus on that person totally.
Quality.
You know, it's just like, you know, I can't see everything. Nobody can, you know. But, you know, it's weird. I mean, you know, unless you're God or, you know, something. But I would say my rate's about 85%. Very rarely wrong. And when I do see something or I know something, I just blurt it out and tell the person.
Exactly. And what I don't like is the psychics, the so-called psychics out there, that if they don't know, they'll just make something up so they don't look foolish. There are so many that are so nervous to come on air because they don't know how they're going to perform with that added pressure. And that wasn't something that I really thought about. But then Johnny and I, over the years, having these guests, you can tell. And, you know, they're really a little, they're very nervous, actually, before we go on air. And you never are, well, and you haven't been for years. I don't know if you ever were, but you are.
I did radio.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I've done radio for over 25 years. Radio. Podcast is the same thing, to be honest with you. And I started off doing, that's where I was nervous. After the bomb went off at Harvey's, and I was a blackjack dealer, and my girlfriend threw me into the police department, and they threw me in the jail and said, well, if you're so psychic, read this, da-da-da. Next thing I knew, I was asked to go on a radio show and do read cards for people, which I always read cards. I did that since I was 14. I went to a magic shop in Hollywood and picked up a deck of tarot cards. But I did,
yeah.
And then I got really good at it, and therefore, when I was on the radio, I didn't know if it would work. When I'd hear their voice, I would start doing a reading on them with the cards, and it turned out so accurate that the one-hour show lasted 5 years, and that was in Tahoe. And that owner owned a show in Hawaii called KIKI. A station, and when I was going on vacation, he said, why don't you, you know, go in for a week and do it there. Now, they, in those days, there were no psychics. There was maybe two, you know, but
okay,
there wasn't any. What, Johnny?
Well, I'm just saying we have another person.
Great.
Okay.
You want
all
to
right,
put it
in a moment.
Okay.
No.
Alicia.
No. 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 God. Is he having a hearing problem today? That's why I'm yelling.
That's what Richard called yelling, but it's more about, hello, are you listening? That, you know what? That's how I describe that. Like,
yeah.
Basically, like, you're not listening. Wake up. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just joking.
Well, now that you interrupted
guys,
me,
joking.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it, John.
Go ahead.
Lisa, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hello, ma'am. I love how you speak. And it's so nice you're on the show, taking your time and giving us lessons. May I please ask you, I have a...
Where are you from?
Colorado, Melissa. Colorado.
Melissa from Colorado, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your question, dear?
My question is, so today's Friday, and I'd like to see if you see in the next, when do I receive a phone call from one of my male friend?
Your male friend, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, my close male friend, yeah, just because we have projects to do. I just want to know if when would he be contacting me. It's a friendship, it's just a friendship.
In the next few weeks, for sure.
What, do you know why so long?
No, I don't know why so long. I'm having a hard time understanding you, but I can say that you asked a question, and that's when you will hear. It can be day one to the next few weeks, but that's what you will hear. Okay?
Oh, okay, so next few weeks.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, Barbara, we're at the end. Do you want to do the shout-out?
Yes, everybody, I did say that we were going to say, again, Dale Shears, Psychic Dale Shears direct phone number, so you can call and make your own appointment with her, with nobody listening, just the two of you. Here it is. I think that is much better. I mean, everybody's listening to these people's problems. But thank you, callers. So here it is. Psychic Dale Shear, 808-372-1816. Again, 808-372-1816. And her website, DaleShears.com, which is linked to the bottom of this show. And if you're listening, you probably do follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Just make sure you have your reminders set. And also throughout the week, please, we invite you to listen to Dale Shear's wonderful meditation videos. There's many to choose from. Meditation is so good for us, and we have to keep our mind healthy. So that is a gift.
I've been doing that. I've been doing that every morning. I've been doing it every morning. Yes, I have.
Well, it's working.
I've been listening to the chakra alignment and another one, and it's brought my blood pressure down and everything down, and I've just been feeling a lot better.
Okay, I'm going to force myself to do it. Not that I don't love your videos. I love them. But it's so good because right now there's so much going on in my mind that it almost is paralyzing because you hit the wall. Your brain can only handle so much. So when you sit there and then also realign your chakras, then you're really focusing on each part of your body. So I'm going to take it from you, Dale, that it really works. And I'm going to tell you next Friday how I'm feeling.
Okay. That'd be good. You should listen to it once a day. It really helps.
Okay. And you try plank. You do plank once a day.
I do what?
Plank.
What's that?
The exercise. You do plank. I told you what that was before, but I'll send it to you again. It's a full body 30-second workout every day. It transforms your body.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Please do that. Anything will work.
Yeah.
Anything.
Okay. Good. Okay, I will.
And Johnny, I'll give thought to what you said about my title, but I'll probably change it two or three times. Does it sound interesting to you to know about all the different kinds of psychics, how they work, how they?
It's interesting. Yes.
Yeah, how they bulldoze you. How there's good ones and bad ones and all different kinds.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting and so much more. Okay. Yeah, how people have you've dealt with people and reactions. There's so much to it that people are interested in, and I'm so glad that you have started your new book, And you're a bestseller of five.
Yes, I have.
Number six now. All right.
No, I think I forgot. I did one with Richard, so this may be seven, so I don't know.
Seven.
I give up.
Well,
okay.
You are a wealth of wisdom, and we appreciate it. And thank you so much for your expertise tonight. And we're so glad to help all those listeners out there. We're glad that
you
called in.
Okay, before you go, I've got to ask, Richard, did you already eat, or are you going to eat now?
I'm going to eat now.
Okay.
Eat
now. So are you going to call me after you eat, or do I call you?
I'll call you.
Okay, I'm
I'll
giving you an
you.
Hour.
Okay.
I'll give you an hour.
Great.
Have
great.
A nice dinner.
Okay.
Aloha,
okay.
everybody.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.